Yom Yerushalayim is a special day, a day of great miracles. Before we go into the hashkaf of Yom Yerushalayim, I wanted to bring in a piece from Rav Sraya Dablitsky Shalita, one of the great Gaonim of B'nai Barak, Mekubal, Zoche Muflag, now I think he's very, very Zoche Arichas, great Arichas Yomim. And in 1968, he wrote a piece. He doesn't understand how come no one is celebrating Yom Yerushalayim. And he complains. It was a minig in all parts of the world. If there was a danger, then you would establish some kind of a holiday to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It happened in so many different places. And he writes as follows. And what happened last year, back in 67, he's writing in 68, was Nisim and Niflos. Nisim and Niflos. I was there. I was in Eretz Yisrael in 1967. I was a Talmud in Karen B'Yavin. And I brought in today for the Siyam, as a result of that, autographed copy of a Sefer from Rabbi Goldvich Zatzal of the Rosh Yeshiva of Karen B'Yavin, because that's where I was during this period of time. There were threats on our lives. The Arabs threatened, all because it was a parade in Yom HaTzmut, in Yerushalayim. It's a story. They threatened to kill us. On the radio waves, they threatened to kill us. They blockaded the Straits of Tiran, which is an act of war. Mamish wanted to kill us. And we were saved with miraculous war in six, really 3 days, the main brunt of the war. We destroyed the Egyptian Air Force on the ground, a nace, and there were Nisim in the battle, the tank battles in the Sinai. Maybe the biggest nace of all. The Ramban writes that the biggest nace of the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim is that Paro went to fight, to run after them. After 10 Makkas, Paro, how could it be? The biggest nace of the Six-Day War in some ways was that Hussein decided, as the most conservative monarch in the history of the Middle East, to believe Nasser's ridiculous assertion that they're marching on Tel Aviv. We heard it. We looked out the window in Karim Yavna and Kfish HaChof. We didn't see it. That's marching on Tel Aviv. We didn't know it. That's what the BBC said. Israeli radio was quiet and say a thing. And he says they're marching on Tel Aviv. They intercepted the conversation. Come, what did he say? Omar Oyev Erdov Asik Achalik Shalom. Come on, Hussein. Come in, join the battle, and we will split Israel in two. You will kill all the Jews and we'll take it over. Hussein fell for it. Israel said, don't attack us. One or two front war, he attacked. As a result, in 3 days, B'chazdei Hashem, 3 days. It was like a year like this. The war started on a Monday morning. After 3 weeks of incredible tension, the major war ended on Wednesday night. By Wednesday evening, we were at the Suez Canal and we're at the Jordan River. Wednesday morning, we entered the Har HaBayis. Har HaBayis B'yadeinu, HaKotel B'yadeinu, those famous clips you must have seen. Rabbi Gordon blowing the shofar. You must have all seen this. Listen, I'm telling you that we were scared for our lives because I know I went to the Miklat Tuesday morning of that war. The second day, one Arab plane flew over Iraq. We didn't know what it was. And the country went down from Haifa to Beersheba. We thought it's over. We put two and two together. The Arabs say they're marching in Tel Aviv. We have to pass by the yeshivas carrying me out. We're going to the Miklat. Must be, we have to fight hand-to-hand combat. Keep them out of the Miklat. If you didn't think that far, but that's what they felt in Yerushalayim, which is even close to the border. I heard from Rabbi Fask with Shlitzer from Hillcrest. He was there in the Miklat, Reb Chaim, the famous Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, it's printed in the Sefer, that this Aguna was Meichel, a husband, and that's why we were saved. And he said, Rav Nochem, the Rosh Yeshiva, said, he was learning the whole time, and he said, there was noise in the front. And Tzahal gave them, where are our weapons? They said, get into the kitchen. It was the Miklat, the kitchen. The same kitchen, in the mirror. Your weapons, your shtendas and your tables and your chairs, that's your weapons. And all the women and children to the back. This is really happened, 67. Rav Nochem said, the Arab of Kumenshine, the Arabs are coming now. He was ready to give up his life on Kiddush Hashem. This was how scared people were. And all over the world, there was Tillim and it was crazy. They're going to kill us. Within 3 days, we're at the Suez Canal, the Jordan River, and Yerushalayim B'yadein. Not without casualties. We had a tour guide, Rabbi Osai. A tour guide took us on a tour of the Galil and of the Negev. This is in Nissan, the month before. Nebuch was killed. He went to us and said, Shalavim Stu, Shem Yirach. in the battle of Yerushalayim, hit by a shell. Shem Yirach. On that same tour, there was a tour guide named Zev Vilnai, the most famous tour guide of Israel. His son is Matan, who's in politics now. He takes us to Amon and Netziv and says, if you look with your binoculars, through the, you'll see the coastal Amarami. Let me tell you, he was hallucinating. And we thought at the time that we wouldn't see it, and our children wouldn't see it, and our grandchildren wouldn't see it until Mashiach would come. That was the mindset. It was good. 19 years and no one's seen it. This is the flaws. Writes up Dublitsky. I'll read his words. The words are such powerful words that we should read it inside. Yemeach HaRodash Avro Leinem Eshtake last year. Hanisim Agluyim VaYeshua Agdola Shabba Lono Lishenitzalim Yimoves Batuach L'chaim Biklas HaTfilos VaTachnunim Slichos VaThilim VaTaniyos Shekuyim VaOretz VaRach VaOlam Yom VaLayla V'chayim VaHechlet Kviyas Yom HaDoya VaSimcha V'chol Shana V'Shana V'Zeich HaNisei HaKadosh Baruch V'Niflosov U'Kifim Minhag Yisrael Zemi Dar Dar. Everyone understand what I just said? They need to translate? Im nivdok es kolanisim shebikvosim kimu yumei apurim ha'ela in Europe, etc. Lo nafriz im nikpa shebe'erech hanisim shekarolano compared to the nisim of last year, 67. Hare hanisim ha'heim heim be'emes, quote, this is a great quote, kemischak purim, a purim spiel, lu masa. The miracle of Purim Frankfurt was a purim spiel, which means a garnish, compared to the miracles of 67. What happened in Frankfurt? What happened? It was a chashash that the Purim Yarchu pogrom in the Behudei HaMokom on a certain day. The day passed, there was no pogrom. Purim Frankfurt. The Chassam Sofer was born more than 100 years later and lived his whole life in Matastov in Pressburg. He kept Purim Frankfurt because he was born there. There, we don't even know if there was a pogrom. If there was a rumor, they even thought about it. Doesn't matter. Here! So Rareinu Imu Bagoli Kaval Kola Olam Kulo Valgali Atar Bashmada Totalit Ad Hayahudi Hachra. The ones called every last Jew. Ulubasov Hufsu to Kam Yamim. Akweachonas Sha'orchu like Eshim Shana Yom Zeshakibulo. 20 years they were prepared to kill us. In a few days they were gone. Why 6 day war? Took 3 days to map up. The UN said the war ends, ceasefire, on Saturday at 6 p.m. Rabbi Goren Paskin, the last night, the last chance to go take the Golan Heights. Because they were menacing us. Friday night, they climbed the Golan Heights with fierce battles. And they got as far as they got. With the borderlines today, it's 6 o'clock, that's how far they got. But let's go all the way to Damascus. Damascus, we want it. That's what happened. Miracles. So how come no one's doing anything? He's bitterly complaining about Dublitsky. Nothing. No one's doing anything. How can it be? The year of the war. How can it be? The chief rabbi had said, do something, say Hallel. The first year, Hallel's the Raisa. All these Minavim, even in the Tziv, always the Chamsam Sefer. But that year, it's a Daraisa. That year, okay. So, most shuls, despite the silence of their Rabbanim, except for the chief rabbinate, they didn't listen to their Rabbanim. They said Hallel, some other Divrei Hodoya, by the local Rabbanim said that without the big Rabbanim, that's Sudas Mitzvah, something. But something, nothing. Even last year, nothing. Not a word. As if it's not Nogea to them. All right, that was last year. Last year, all right, there was such a Mahuma. But this year, for sure, I was going to get together. Everyone's going to get together. Believe it or not, a year later, only the chief rabbi put out its notification, Yom Hodoya, whatever they have, Hallel, etc. Other Gedolim, Shlita, in the Holy Land, not a word. There were Modos, Gedolim Rabbonim, what not to do, and what not to say. Not a word positive, not a word. Not the words of Gedolim HaTorah, not the Rosh Hashivas, Rabbonim HaGudas Yisrael, Batatay the Charedis, Shekomar Kulam, listen to this. I want to cry when I say it. Kulam b'liyotim in haklal. Hayav also anes. Kulam ayu miyuadim chas v'sholom. Hashmada totalis b'avzorius kedugmas kivshanei Auschwitz u'meidanik. So he says. Nothing. Not a word. Zero. Zero, zero, zero. Not a word. How can it be? The more a person says, he's not considered to be from, he's considered to be someone who has to check his tzitzis. It's rachum lebedika. Terrible. Zero. And even the people from Chutz Laaretz wrote letters not to do anything. How can it be? He doesn't understand it. There's a phrase over here. Listen to this. Listen to this phrase. Adayin lo namen lef sharut, that there are those who fool themselves. If they im yaro la rotzchim haproim as tudat hazehut shalahem sheinam shayachim luchuk zeh or achem hoy nitzolim imamus. Oh, I belong to Badatz, Haredis, and Aguda, so they're not going to kill me when they come up. They were shooting tanks and bombs and planes. You don't have a chance to show you Tudat Zehut. Adayin lo kayamim tipshim ke'ela betoch ameinu hachacham v'anavom. How can it be? Now, that many years later, he says in his last line, is, what do we need? L'maisa, nechutza ke'et hidabrut ben kol achugim ha-toraniyim ba'atzenem ha-kadosha. Everybody. You keep Shabbos, you're a chug torani. Doesn't matter what else you do. You keep Shabbos. Let's talk about it. Everyone keeps kosher. Shabbos. You show me Shabbos, everyone should get together. I'm crying. Now 46 years later, this year, this exact opposite. Instead of getting better, it's gotten worse. Because of the latest political machination, I'm not going into that right now. I don't have nothing to say about it, really. It's worse. The lack of hidabrut, as Rav Devlitsky sitting in Bnei Brak, Yish Tzadik Vitor, complains. And this is Makim Esagula. Mamish. You know, because sin is chinim. That's because of Churban Bayis Sheni. We're still in the Churban Bayis Sheni now. It's terrible. V'nasati Shalom Boris. Just read it last past Shabbos. So Rashi says, with the enemies. Ibn Ezra and Ramban say, no, Shalom Bein Echem. And if you look on the poster, which we love to sing and say, remember, Yom Yerushalayim was the day of the victory. We got into Yerushalayim. But they didn't open the Kotel to the general public until a week later. What's exactly a week after Yom Yerushalayim? Same as a Wednesday, same as this year. What is it called? Shavuos. So the protection there has got it before. But you couldn't. There was barbed wire, bombs, mines, tanks. Everything was there. It took a whole full week to clear. Yom HaValayim. They cleared it. So that day, that Shavuos, I'll never forget it the rest of my life. We had a Mishmar in Yehichal Shlomo. We'd have a Vesikin. That was before they had Shon Kais. So the sun rose 4:30 in the morning. We'd have it 4 o'clock in the morning. We'd have it Shavuos. We had the Sikin, we had the Kriyas HaTor, we didn't know what would be by the Kaisel. And after Kriyas HaTor, we go down to Davin Musaf by the Holy War. We never thought in our lives we'd ever see Jesus. Hayyuk Kachol Mamamish. We come out to the street, it's going to be empty, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. The place was swarming on King George Street already. You know, it's pretty far from the Kaisel. They had police barricades every 100 yards for crowd control. Shouldn't trampede and Khalilah trample each other. Rav Hadari Shlita was there because Rav Goldberg wasn't. Well, Omdos, he was singing the song. Omdos, Hoyerag, Lady Bisharaychi, Bishalayim. A beautiful tune. He showed me this year an article he wrote about it. You should get it. Google it. You get it. You have that article? Put it somewhere. Beautiful article. He wrote about this tune that was originally sung in 47 by Hakel. It was some kind of Hakel, post Shemitah, whatever it was, 46. And he remembered the tune. He sang it now. We're talking now, what? 21 years later. The same haunting, lilting tune. And I remembered it. I sang it for him 40 years after that. I couldn't believe I remembered it. How can you forget it? See it in my memory. We're coming down. And you go, you know how to walk. Go to Agron. You never know who you shall lie. To the bottom. And you get to Barclays Bank. That was the end. The bus is Barclays Bank. When turned around. Barclays Bank to this day, there's pockmarks of bullet holes. Look at it. Look carefully on top. Unending bullet holes. That was the border. If there was no man's land. We're going past it. We couldn't go past. There was a checkpoint, Charlie, by Shmuel Anovin, Shifte Yisroel, Mandelbaum, they had to get to the Mount Scopus. So every one of the week, they would have with convoys with the UN, with You couldn't go past there. And we're calming down to Shayafo, and the Arabs are cowering. For me, for people like you and me, plain guys, I have no weapons. Rabosai, we say that tremendous perek tilim. Om dosir aglem b'sharak v'shalayim. That's what we were singing. And what comes after that? Before that, samach diro mali beis Hashem neilach. What's coming after that? Yishlam abnuya kiir shechubu layachtov. And I'll say shenasu chaverim zelazeh. I was there. Ask Rabbi David Miller. He's going to speak about it later. At the I'm sure he's going to speak about something. We're next to each other. We actually are filmed together on some kind of movie. We had to go see it because we're both in it. It's called Survival 67. You look at it, if you see the movie, I don't know if it's on any archive, you'll see that on one side of us, arm to arm, shoulder to shoulder, is Rabbi Baruch Hasidim with the yellow kapotas and the white socks and the stripes. On the other side, a guy with no yarmulke with a camera slung over his shoulder. Whoever, these guys wouldn't go near each other. I never saw it before, I never saw it since. On that day I saw it, it's Mashiach time. We're going past into Shayafo, the same way as we go now. The right turn, over to the end, down, you know what I'm talking about, right by the wall. Down a little, and all of a sudden you turn the corner, it's there. And another nace. If you look at the picture of the coast of Moravia pre-48, the whole thing was as wide as this room. No wider. They realized that all the Jewish homes that were ransacked by the Arabs for 19 years, the only thing right now, they're going to be in big trouble. They blew the whole thing up right then and there. When no one was looked at before any shmum, they blew the whole place up. The plaza is because they had the wisdom to blow every house up right then and there. Boy, be young. Too late, sorry. It was part of the war. We were fighting. Blew it all up. That's why we have the plaza as big as it is now. You see it? And we're davening Musaf. What's Musaf and Shavuos? What's it all about? Musaf and Shavuos. You know what Musaf says in Shavuos. You'll say it again exactly in a week. What's it all? There's only one theme. What is it? Beis HaMikdash. That's all it is. Vareinu b'vinyanu b'samcheinu b'sukano b'sikuno. That's all it is. That's all it is about. That's it. That's all it is. We're all about the Mikdash and the Kavanos in Yerushalayim. And here we are sitting. We thought we'd never be there in our lives. Or our children or grandchildren would ever see it. We're there. Who wants? How can you leave? Excuse me. Make room for the next guy. They're very nice, but they didn't. They had to leave. Couldn't go back that way. It was what the traffic was coming against the pedestrian traffic. No problem. Go the other way. What way? Through the shuk. Through the shuk. Rabbi, I'll give you a piece of advice. Don't you dare go through the shuk. Too dangerous. That's now. But I'm saying to Rabbi. Then, Nofal Pachar HaYehudim Aleihem. What was I going to say? It's the two psukim. Ki Nofal Pachar Mordechai Aleihem. They're afraid of me. These are cowering. I'm walking around with a scrawny American kid and they're cowering into the side, like this is going to hurt them. This is true, Rabosai, of walking through the Shuk Yerushalayim. It was true when the Avner took us on a tour to the Ore HaRotzchim, Chevron, Shechem, Mamish, the Fisher Rotzchim, Chazal say. To this day, they're cowering. This was the unbelievable Novat Pachad Yidim Aleihem of 1967. It started the whole Tshuva movement. Everything started then. We were there, we were zecher to see it with our own eyes. Therefore, you gotta do something. Something. Halel, don't say Tachnun, I'm saying give it a Suda, we're having a Suda here later on. Something? Unfortunately, because of, I guess, political considerations, unfortunately, I understand them, it became can't say a word, can't do. Mele Yom HaTzmut is the Zionist movement, the Chvesvos, I don't know what. Here it's a simple, forget Zionism, they wanted to kill everybody. They got back in Yerushalayim, what? They boycotted. So they're the Sappers who boycott the old city. No. But almost no one listens to that. They're all going to the coast of Moravi. They got it back on that day. No. Which is thank you. Forgive me for speaking this. I'm just calling Rabbi Dublitsky. And now, only about 10 minutes to go. I don't want to be late for the Suda. Those whose names happen to begin with the first name of the alphabet. Don't ask me why they did this. not with my haskama. As I said before, I would like to read you from Sefer Rav Goldberg, Zichrono Livracha, who was inscribed to me in Nisan of Tovshin Nun Dalet. This is the last year of Rav Goldberg's life. Inscribed very beautifully, Chavivi, with other titles. But it's precious to me. And in this piece, in this Sefer rather, is a piece on Shavuos that I wanted to share with you, since we have Shavuos coming up very shortly. And it really relates to our discussion. It's called Vishalachti B'Sochacha. Do as much as we can in the few minutes that remain. Rabosai. In B'chukos HaTeleich, where the Shabbos, Amelim B'Torah, what's the bracha? Vishalachti B'Sochacha. Says it's Sforno. What's the mishalech? Holech ona va'ona, here and there. Not in one place, as it was in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. No. Then it was only in one place. But if you will be tzaddikim, eshalech besochem, v'yiro kvodim b'chol mokam shoti yusham. The Sforno is the Shittasa. The Sforno says that the Mishkan existed as a concession only after the Chet Egel. Otherwise, there would have been no Mishkan. Hashem would be everywhere. Don't your kids learn in school? Hashem is here, Hashem is here, Hashem is really everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. That's what it means, Lachti B'Sochacha. Wouldn't be a need to have a particular focal point where there's a Mishkan or a Mikdash. Chet Egel became necessary to introduce this central and focal point. The Mela. The Malbin in Yecheskel writes as follows: For the Sati is Mikdashi Besocham Leolam. The Poskin Yecheskel says Haftorah. For Yemishkani Alein, for Yishalelam Lelokim, Hema Yililiyam. Period. The Yodu Agoyim Ki Hashem Mikadosh Es Yisrael Biyos Mikdashi Besocham Leolam. Yecheskel Perek Lamed Zayin. It's the last Pesukim of Haftorah. Is it Vayigash? I don't have the... You can look it up. It's in one of the Haftorahs. Says the Malbim, Mishkani Aleichem doesn't mean the Mishkan, the Mikdash. It means that Kodesh Baruch Hashchina within each and every Jew. Shetei Shchinas Hashem al kol Yisrael at sheheim b'fnei atzom lo yitztarchu l'kdushas ha-Mikdash. Hei b'atzom you abadim v'oron v'kodesh ha-Mikdash yishkan Hashem aleichem. We need a mikdash for. You know why? The next pasuk. Rak sheyedu agoyim shashem mekadesh es Yisrael mikdashi besochem. Pilei ployim. For us, it's enough. Hakadosh Baruch Hu within our midst because of Torah is the ikar. For the goyim to know, or for the others to know, you have to base a mikdash. This Rabosai, amazingly, Chazal say, HaNetzach Zu Yerushalayim, HaHod is Beis HaMikdash. Torah is Kedusha Be'etzem, Netzach. That's Yerushalayim, from Torah, Netzach Yerushalayim, forever. Mikdash is not forever. It was destroyed twice. But it's Hod. Hod is the Gilui Chitzoni of the intrinsic Kedusha that we have. Oh. Having said this, Rabbi Osai, we turn to a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, last week's parak. As ponim legehenim, boshes ponim legan eden, yirotzim afanecha Hashem alokenu, shetibone ircha b'mheir av yomenu, v'sein chalkenu b'sorosech. What does that mean? I'm saying as follows. Boshes ponim, Rabosai, is the outward manifestation of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Leman tia yirasa panecha levilta techato zua busha. So too, just as the Mishkan the Mikdash is the outward hold to the intrinsic Kedusha of the Torah, the Netzach, so too is the Boshes Ponim, the Gan Eden, which indicates the original intrinsic Yiras Hashem, which is in our hearts. Korach HaTorah. It's the Korach HaTorah. I remember distinctly, Rabbi Osai, that after the Six-Day War, the whole world was tumbling. And Rav Goldwicht, Zal, after the excitement wore off, said, go back to learn. Everyone was so excited. Go back to learn. Open your Gemara. People, you know, got to dance in their pants. You know, they're going to sit still. He would tell us, I remember like yesterday, the Gemara in Makkos. Dash of the Pasuk, David HaMelech. Tov li Torah Spicha Mi'alfa Yisrael V'Kesef. Another Pasuk. Tov li Yom HaChatzarecha Me'elef. One day of David HaMelech learning Torah is more important than 1,000 karbanos. More important to learn. And he would say, that's what we say in Pirkei Avos. Shibana Beis HaMikdash B'Me'erev Yomeinu. That's very nice. We want it very much desperately. But we don't stop there. We don't stop there. The same Chalkeinu B'Sarasech. Even a higher level. A level which knows no boundaries of time. It's Netzach. Knows no boundaries of space. It's everywhere. The ultimate Shechina is in Petoch Kolecha V'Yechot. Even a higher Madrega. Believe it or not, Rabosai. And the Mesa Migdash that was given back into our hands, at least militarily and politically, way back when, Yom Yerushalayim, 46 years ago. Appropriate that the last year of what we call the regular Zman takes place on a day like today. Tamidim are going to be celebrating, as they should, the events which took place way back when, Nisim Mamish, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we should. Let us remember that ultimately, when Yom Yerushalayim wears off, when many of us who were in Eretz Yisrael, when such a high level of learning came back to America, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael starts to wear off. There's only one Kedusha that's everywhere and every time. That's the Kedusha of the Torah. And so I end with a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only for the Nisim of 46 years ago, but for the, we'll call it the Nes Tmidi. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to study His Holy Torah. What an unbelievable gift. Torah Hashem is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's manifestation in this world. We keep talking about manifestations. Bush is the manifestation of Yiras Hashem. And the Mikdash is the manifestation, the whole of the Netzach of Torah. Torah itself is a manifestation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes by Richus. The Ramban writes that the whole Torah is Shmosh Kadosh Baruch Hu. As close as we can get. It's a mushal of a mushal of a mushal that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Torah Kadosh. And He gave it to us as a matana to spend our lives and our best efforts and our concentration and our focus trying to understand better the Torah, to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu better. And we were privileged together as a group to learn a small slice of Torah, a couple of Siman Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya, Shabbat Gemara and Chulim with the Rishonim and the Poskim. What a schus it is that this glimpse of Elokus. Together, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to do so. I thank each and every Talmud, Asher Yeshna Pohayom, Asher Einena Pohayom, Mitalmid Yosef Mikulam, all the Shak Levitaria, the Mechayev to say the Shiurim, the Chazoras, and the new Chidushin that we had, Baruch Hashem, this year, which everyone was a participant in. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Beis HaMikdash, yes, Yom Yerushalayim, yes. But I dare say, even more so, for the Torah HaKadosh. As Rabbi Chana once expressed himself, yes, Eretz Yisrael is like the bread. We have a difficulty living without it. We survive the Golos. Torah is like air. Without air, you can't survive at all. This is the ultimate gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. He gave us of Himself. Of Himself. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us of Himself. As our lives are from Himself, as the Chazal say, "Man the nafach midilei nafach," you have of Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Himself into us, into our neshamas. So too, He gave us the Torah, which is a part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why this expression of Kujabricha Yisrael Baraisa Charu makes so much sense in this light. You should be Zocher, in fact, to have the realization of this Achdus of our holy Neshamas with the Holy Torah, with the Kodosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate holiness. And that's Chus. Together we should march, finally, all together, very quickly, to add additional level of Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, Yibana B'Meir of Yemein Omein. Of course, the Bechina tomorrow is at 9 o'clock in the morning. Hope to be here. I'll give out Mar Makomas for the next year.